huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. Now, a lot of people say ideas without action are useless, they're worthless. It's all about taking massive action. And I'm going to give you a counter view to that. Now, of course, ideas just sitting there in a meditative manifestation of the universe, law of attraction type, probably aren't going to bring the results that you want. Some people would disagree. You can manifest your millions sitting on your ass. I would certainly agree that there's got to be a certain amount of implementation, action, and testing. But here are the value of ideas that a lot of people don't see. My team often come to me, or actually they go to my MD and other people in the team. They don't often say this to me personally, but say, well, sometimes I don't want to give Rob an idea because he'll poo-poo it or he won't use it. But what they don't realize is this. Often to come up with an idea, you have to have like rugby balled down the line or passed the hot potato of the idea a good few times first. So I did a 40th birthday, 40 person, 4 times marketing return launch on my 40th birthday. Now, for 3 months, I was trying to come up with the concept of this launch. I knew for months I wanted to do something special and different on my 40th birthday, you know, in terms of business and marketing and working with entrepreneurs like you. And my team probably sent me about 40 ideas. They sent me like 5. I said, none of them are right. Go and get more. They sent me another 10. None of them are right. And then they collated them all. And that just sat in my inbox, and I read over it through Christmas and New Year, trying to come up with the right idea at the right time to send to my team so I could give them lots of notice for this campaign. And then at 8 a.m. on my birthday, it came to me, aha, revelation. I did the launch and we had 240 applications for this Forex Mastermind. I could have sold it 3 times over. Now, I suppose I should go and tell my team this a little bit more so they know, but their 40 ideas, of which none were implemented, actually were the ingredients or part of the process of coming to the solution of my idea. So I would argue that there's very few single ideas in a vacuum that are the perfect idea. Great ideas are often hybrids of existing ideas. I mean, look at music. Great new music genres have been influenced by other genres, and you often get that hybrid. Like if you think of Rage Against the Machine, there were a hybrid of rock, a bit of metal, and then a little bit of the kind of rap or hip hop influence in the lyrics. So there's been many inspirations brewing over in one's mind for many, you know, for days, weeks, months, or even years. And then, aha, there's this inspiration. This inspiration does not happen in a vacuum. This inspiration is caused by many factors. So ideas do have a purpose without taking action. So things like regular brainstorming. Anytime you're wanting to solve a problem, try and come up with as many ideas as possible. And don't worry if you don't implement them all. Try and have other people share ideas. Obviously, the great strategy in ideation and brainstorming is to never knock an idea down and always make every idea valid. You shouldn't judge the idea. And sometimes ideas sitting on the shelf or sitting on your inbox or your Evernote folder for months and you check in over them can gestate and fertilize. Look at me with my big words from Peterborough. And become something great. Now, this action thing. I'm sort of on the fence here with, you know, ideas are nothing without action. Because action is the same. If you're not quite sure what to do, if you go and take some actions and see them as tests, and then improve and iterate each time on the action, then even if the initial action isn't getting the result, you end up with the right result by testing and tweaking and improving. But at the same time, blind action, you know, like a Duracell bunny humping, the dog humping a tree or a leg, mindless action without proper planning and proper sort of ideation, you can spend a lot of time taking a lot of massive action down the wrong road at the wrong route in the wrong way, getting no results. So in reality, ideas are worth something. They do have a value without action because they could hybridize into another great idea, which you then act on, or they can gestate and inspire in your mind. And then when the right opportunities come along, then you act on them. And mindless action without planning and a good gestation period for ideas is dumb. But of course, once you do get that inspiration, then you've got to implement and take action and sort of start now and get perfect later in terms of, okay, let's test this idea to a few customers and clients or a few friends and family, or let's put some content out on this idea, get some feedback from the community, see if there's mileage in it. So if you can be more open to ideas, if you can let ideas simmer, if you can see an idea as valuable as an action, if you can go around asking your clients, your customers, your friends, your community members for their ideas for your products and solutions. You know, many people deem that I'm very good with ideas and I'm very creative. I would just say, despite having a creative background, I would just say I'm open to people's ideas. And I don't copy people, but I'm definitely inspired by people. Now, of course, 10 years ago, I was probably not quite as good at this sort of, really, I see my own ideas as a real hybrid and amalgam of many other ideas. And I'm okay with that. You know, like I'm original because I'm me, but I'm not necessarily original by coming up with revelatory new ideas. There are probably not that many revelatory new ideas, although there are some. There are probably lots of hybridized ideas. But really, I suppose what I perceive I'm quite good at, and which I'd like to encourage you to be good at, which anyone could be good at, is taking on anyone's idea. You know, whether someone is just starting in business or they're a billionaire, you know, whether it's someone, a follower and a fan or a critic or a hater, be open to learning from everyone. Leverage other people. At the end of the day, everyone's got great ideas, or everyone's got dumb ideas that turn into great ideas. And sometimes the riskiest, dumbest ideas can actually be great. A lot of people I've been speaking to really recently have been saying, oh, well, in my market as a PT, everyone does Instagram and that's what works. And LinkedIn doesn't really work, or at least PTs don't work on LinkedIn because they don't really fit. It's more of the professional market. That's exactly the reason why I would go and test LinkedIn, because not everyone else is doing it. Now, you don't need to be a genius to think about observing the masses and doing the opposite. You just need to be talking to people. So constant conversations with people, always assuming the student role and listening more than you're talking. And, I may judge that idea and put my critical faculties in the way, but actually, just let that idea sit. Be open-minded. Always be the humble student. Look to take others' ideas and how can I improve it and how can I improve it and how can I improve it? And then ideas have value, even if you don't immediately act upon them. Anyway, I can hear my kids kicking off in the background. I've got to take them both to golf, which is going to be awesome fun. So thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.